Well, good morning. Welcome to Resurrection Sunrise Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
Is everybody glad to be here this morning?
Yes.
Is everybody glad to know the Savior is risen this morning?
Yes.
I'd like to start off this morning by having Brother Ray come up and pray for us. He's got a poem that the Lord gave him this morning. Brother Ray?
Thing shakes when you give it to me. Thank you. Because he lives. Shall we pray first? Our Father, we thank thee for him who loved us unto death, even the death of the cross. We thank thee, though all we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way, that the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. We thank thee for the victorious cry, it is finished. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe, sin had left his crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. We thank thee for the fellowship of saints. We thank thee now for that resurrection morn. When the Savior lives, he bears the wounds of Calvary. One day soon we'll see his face and sing unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Before this risen Lord, we give thee thanks now and ask thee to bless this service today for thine own glory. As we ask it in his precious, worthy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he lives. If it wasn't for the resurrection, we'd all be heading the wrong direction. My Savior lives and meets each need. Upon his word I daily feed. His blood has cleansed me from all sin. 'Twas he alone this fight could win. Man was lost, no rest nor peace. Christ found him bound, gave sweet release. The living Christ dried Mary's tears. In the upper room, he removed their fears. There was one who doubted. Jesus showed his hands and sighed. But once convinced, he'd forever be their guide. Several men went fishing. All their labors were in vain. By allowing him to lead them, gone the hunger and the pain. When men began to look at one another, Jesus said, "Follow me." When all eyes were focused on him, he met their needs abundantly. It's hard to believe Peter denied him three times, just as Jesus said, or that Judas sold and betrayed him, as by Satan he was led. We seem stunned at their wrong decisions, but let us take a look within. Aren't many doing the same today, deceived and guilty of the same sin? He was delivered, denied, defenseless, and described as King of the Jews. His sacrificial death and glorious resurrection is this world's greatest news. By God's grace, I'll follow this man who died for me and lives again. I read, I must believe and suffer, but only till he comes to reign.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ray. Miss Mary, would you sing for us? Does everyone have a song sheet this morning?
Amen. Yeah. Sing with us. Gonna sing Amazing Grace first. I'm sure everybody knows Amazing Grace.
I once was lost, but
shining as the sun.
And though my heart grows weary, I know.
that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
For all you that are still standing, there's still plenty of seats over here on this side if you'd like to make your way over and have a seat. You know, this is a very special morning. Not only for Dunklin, not only for the men here at Dunklin, but for everybody here this morning. I'd like you to take just a minute and to close your eyes and put your hand over your heart where Jesus lives. And let's focus for a minute on why we're here. What made it possible for us to be here this morning? What price was paid for you? What price was paid personally? Individually for you, but you could have the opportunity to be here this morning. As I was sitting and doing my quiet time and praying this week, I kept reading over and over the things that the Lord said to us from the cross. And I want to talk to you about those things this morning. In Luke 23:24, the first thing Jesus said was, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Do you remember that day when Jesus Christ's forgiveness came to you? Because when he said this, this is the center of our confidence that our sins, if we individually come to him, that our sins can be forgiven. You know, and a lot of people that I've seen over the years coming through the program and other places that I've been, they struggle with the core of our belief that he died for our sins and all we have to do is ask him for forgiveness and it's done. They'll say things like, well, I've repented. I've asked for forgiveness, but I just don't seem to feel like that I'm forgiven. But what Jesus did on the cross that day was just the beginning of what he's been doing in our lives and made possible for our lives for 2,000 years. He's still forgiven those that will come to him and say, Lord, forgive me. Can you remember that day for yourself? Can you remember that day when you were in your darkest hour and you heard those words and you came before him and you faced the cross and you died to yourself? And Jesus Christ flooded into your life and changed you from the inside out. The second thing that he said from the cross was in Luke 23:39-43. He said one of the criminals who hung there were hurling insults at Jesus, and he said this, aren't you the Christ? He said, save yourself and save us. And the other criminal that was there rebuked him. He said, don't you fear God? He said, since you're under the same sentence, see, we're punished justly. But we're getting what our deeds deserve. But this man hanging with us has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. See, that day, both men that hung there on the cross with Jesus were sinners, just like you and I. There was no difference in their sin than ours. But one of them heard Jesus when he said, Father, forgive them. And because he heard those words, they pierced his heart. Those words transformed him. And in that moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he went from being a sinner to becoming a saved and sanctified believer in the Son of God. We'll just ask ourselves this morning, how important are those words to us this morning? How important? The third thing Jesus said from the cross was in John 19, 25 through 27. It was near the cross of Jesus that stood his mother's sister Mary, and the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple John, he said, Here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. What makes this important is that all the disciples had deserted him. He had foretold it. He had told them they were going to do it. They didn't believe it, but they did it anyway. Only John, out of all the disciples, came to the cross. And the reason John is considered, I think, his favorite is because John wanted to be close to Jesus. Paul, he took off and went fishing. Thomas, I'm sure, was off doubting somewhere. And of course, Judas went out, covered in shame and guilt, to end his life. But John, because of his deep love for the Savior, because his only desire that day was to be close to him, he came to the cross. When we have a deep desire like John to be close to Jesus, when we put everything down in our life and we risk our own lives to be close to Jesus and lay down the fears of our lives and we say, I'm going to be identified with Christ no matter what, Jesus always shows up to be close to us. You know, we've all made promises to Jesus. Can you remember some of them when you first got saved? Can you remember some of the things you said, Jesus, if you save me, I'll do this. And Jesus, I'll always do this. If you save me, Jesus, if you had changed my life, I'll do this. But we're just like the disciples. When things got rough, we all went our own way. But Jesus didn't go away. Because Jesus is alive today. That's what we're here to celebrate. We may have gotten busy and forgot the sacrifice that was paid, but today we're here to remember that he's a risen Savior, that he's always waiting for us. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. He's not going to walk away from us. And when we, in our own right, in our own decision, want to come back to him, Jesus simply waits. He waits for us to return to him. The fourth thing Jesus said from the cross was, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why is this important? Because it's the very core of our redemption. This is the essence of our faith. Jesus was carrying the judgment of all of us on himself that day. All of our sin was heaped upon our Savior. Jesus took upon himself the judgment of everyone who would believe and everyone that would follow him, everyone who would love and obey him. He became sin so that he could save everyone who would come to him and say, Lord, forgive me. Jesus Christ that day died forsaken that we may be accepted, and he died rejected so that we could be received unto him. Do you realize how important it is? Do you realize the price that was paid? Do you realize how much he loved us? Just as he hung there on the cross with the two thieves and the two criminals, his forgiveness is just as available to us today as it was then. His love for us is just as available to us today as it was then. His grace and mercy is just available to us today as it was then, because Jesus is alive. Everybody say he's alive.
He's alive.
The fifth thing Jesus said from the cross was, I am thirsty. And I thought about this. I could see him being physically thirsty from all the torture and abuse that he'd been through. But I think that his thirst went a lot deeper than that. And I began to identify with it. I can remember when I was so lost at my sin that I was dying. And I knew that I was dying. And I knew that he was the only way out. But at that moment, when he said that I'm thirsty, the Father had turned his back on him because all the sin was upon him. What Jesus was really thirsting for, I believe with all my heart, was to be back in the Father's presence. Do you remember that in your own life? When you were so spiritually dry, and then you were beat up, and you felt all left alone, and in that moment you cried out, Lord, I'm thirsty. Give me a drink. And Jesus came, and his life poured into your life, and he fulfilled your soul, and he quenched your thirst because he loved you. The sixth thing Jesus called out from the cross was, he said in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. At that moment, Jesus gave everything that he had left. The only thing he had left was his spirit. For 12 hours, he had been in the hands of men. And the hands of men had done everything they could possibly do, the worst things. And Jesus was ready to commit himself to the Father's hands. Can you remember when you've done everything you could possibly do in your life? Can you remember when you tried every other way to get your life together? And the day you said, Lord, to you I commit my life. Because Jesus knew in the Father's hands that he was going to be raised from the grave on the third day in a glorified body. In the Father's hands, he was going to walk with the disciples for 40 days. In the Father's hands. On the 40th day after walking with the disciples for 40 days, Jesus was going to ascend to heaven. He's no longer in man's hands, but all of us as men are in the Lord's hands today because of what he did. And Jesus said the last thing from the cross. He said, it's finished. Everybody say, it's finished.
It's finished.
His purpose was fulfilled, and it was fulfilled for that time and for every generation since that time. The same grace and the mercy and the same blood that was poured out that day was poured out for us every single day for the last 2,000 years. It's been poured out for every generation, for every nation that was willing to come and accept him. But better than that, he left us something as a symbol of his coming back. A symbol that we could remember every day of our life. His broken body and his shed blood. He left us the communion. And he said, when you do this, when you break this bread, each time you do this in remembrance of me. He wants us to remember this morning that he's a risen Savior, that he's alive today. He lives in our hearts. And that he has a plan for our life. He came back and walked with the disciples the 40 days so he could commission them to go out and to change the whole known world of their time. Just think, there's only 12 of them. But look around for a minute. How many is there of us? Turn and look at your neighbor. Do you see Jesus sitting next to you? Some of you may be doubting a little bit, huh? Some of us could use a little bit more Jesus this morning. And at the same time, at the Passover meal, he took the cup and he blessed it. He said, this is the cup of my blood, which is given for you. Each time you do this in remembrance of me. And this morning, as the sun comes up, this is not just another sunrise. We're here to celebrate. Because every time we wake up in the morning and we look in the mirror, Jesus rises upon the throne of our heart when we invite him and say, Lord, this day is your day because you've given it to me. And I'm grateful for my life. Lord, this day is a day that I'm going to make a difference in my family for you because you made a difference in my life for me. There's nothing any more important in our life than being able to remember the price that was paid the value that he's given our life and the purpose that he's commissioned us to have in this world. We're here today to watch the sun come up. But if you can remember this morning, every time you get up in the morning, Jesus rises upon the throne of your heart each day because he has a plan and a purpose for your life. I'd like for us to take communion this morning together. So what I'd like for us to do is to form two lines. A line can come down through this way and a line this way. And just come on over in groups with your family or friends. Pull off a piece of bread and dip it in the cup and then make your way back out and pray for one another. When we get back into our seats, we'll all pray together. Brother Mickey, would you pray over our communion?
Savior, you said as often as we break this bread and drink of this cup, we do remember that our lives are not our own anymore, that you bought us with a great price. I pray, Lord, we join our hearts together in unity. Pray for your manifested presence on this revival. You promised that where two or three have gathered in your name, you'd be there in the midst of them. And Savior, we've come here this morning to worship you and to remember and to receive communion, Lord. I just pray for your manifested presence just to fill our hearts to overflowing. In your name, Jesus, we ask this gift. Amen.
Would you please come now?
Lord, you're coming.
Jesus is alive, he's alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive.
Brother Mickey, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Lord, for the beauty of the sunrise, for the sweetness of your presence that we feel in our hearts, for the fellowship that we enjoy for the body of Christ, for all of this, Lord, we're very grateful. And we're most grateful, Lord, for your resurrection. In your word, you said, I do not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those who sleep, that you sorrow not as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Christ will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, we who are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the clouds in the air. so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. And Lord, we're comforted. The promises of your word, and the promise that we'll be partakers of your resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for being here. The schedule for the rest of the day is like it always is. We'll see you, hopefully, at the 11 o'clock service in the main church. God bless you.